Welcome. My name is Jeff Bruce. I am the head of research and development at NASA. I work under the Education Division, and what I've been working on the last 3 years in collaboration with the Australian Center for Astrobiology is a project called the Virtual Field Trip. And I'm going to get into that and show you that a little bit later. We actually have two extra unseen locations, the Atacama Desert and the Marble Bar location on the Pilbara, that I'm going to show you guys. And it's been a really successful piece of software educationally, both in the States and here in Australia. You understand that NASA has a role in space exploration and the technology there, but NASA also plays a huge role, obviously, in the science behind that. And the science, both in looking for life and the science on the Moon and Mars, but also understanding the Mars analogs here on Earth and how we can look to certain areas here on our planet and see how to study that which might be a type of environment perhaps on Mars. I had the opportunity over the last 3 years to travel with a number of geologists throughout the world. In this case, I traveled with 30 of the top geologists, geophysicists, and geochemists to the outback region of here, Western Australia. We were up in the Pilbara region. And it was one of the first areas that went into this, which is called the NASA's Virtual Field Trip. This program was actually built to combine a number of other programs. I have one that I'll show you after this, and Carol's going to show you another one. There's an additional program out of JPL that is part of this series of applications, all focused around looking for life and exploring the contrast and similarities between early Earth and Mars. So the trip out to the Pilbara was really quite amazing. I was tasked to go out there and create a virtual environment. My grad work was in intuitive learning and immersive virtual environments, where I studied how people learned and actually absorbed information in a virtual, non-real environment. So I took that knowledge, and we actually tried to take the technology down to a level that could be disseminated over the web or on a CD or DVD, where you didn't need the complete immersion of an environment. You could actually do something very similar on here. We also took the science that was being done. And in this case, the geologists were looking for life or studying 3.5 billion-year-old stromatolite fossils, some of the oldest forms of life on the planet, which are right here in the outback. Another couple of the other regions you'll see around the area are other regions that scientists and geologists from NASA and around the world have been looking for life. I was just recently, just last August, in the Atacama Desert. So the Atacama Desert and the Marble Bar are the two most recent versions that were put into this particular software. So I'm going to show you a little bit about what this software is. It's geared toward the general public, but it's also geared towards Geology 101 students or postdocs or graduate students of the specific scientists and researchers that were not able to go on this, on each of the specific or particular explorations, trips. So anyway, what this does is we're utilizing one of the tools, which is WorldWind, very similar to Google Earth, and it will start at a global view and take you right down to the closest that particular data will give us. And then what we do is we take that and turn it into a rendered 3D image of that area and take the user right over to the area of where the science was taking place. This software then will allow you to explore that, and you could actually zoom right down to a level if you wanted to of the rocks. So I'll back it out. So a lot of us have seen some of this. We've seen cylindricals. This is actually a spherical. The spherical nodes were done at key locations throughout the different regions. And at each of the regions, you have the opportunity to select a specific science and let them tell you a little bit about what they were doing. So as an educational tool, users can get really close to the scientists in the field when they're working, when they have the passion of what they're doing while they're doing it, as well as capture some of the images that were shot that the scientists were looking at. Here are the famous Mickey Mouse ears. Carol can tell you a little bit more about that since it was discovered. Was it discovered by one of her grad students, PhD students at Macquarie, and Abby Allwood, Dr. Allwood. Yes. And again, you can move throughout this environment. There are a number of nodes that you can select and obviously gain information. We also have a complete overview of the area. In kind of a 3D montage as you move through it. Same example, you meet the scientists. That is another PhD student of Carol's, Dr. Adrian Brown now. He works out at SETI Institute and NASA Ames, and he's, as you say, he's one of my mates now. He's become a really good friend of mine, and he is actually going to be here speaking in July. Yeah, he and his girlfriend, Dr. Jen Heltman, I think there's flyers right here. Wonderful. They have so much passion about what they're doing. He's just, I can't tell you how good of a people they are.
Number is so important, especially.
So, as I showed, you can cycle through this, and you can see the different regions inside of a marshall. Here's Abby right here. Abby Allwood. And she can go through and tell you a little bit more about the significance of the Pilbara, what are stromatolites, and give you a real good understanding of why they're out there. That's what we try to do with each of the scientists. We tried to get them to say why they were there, why the Pilbara is important, or the area that they were studying, and what it meant to studying and comparing that between early Earth, or Earth as they're studying today, and Mars as a Mars analog. The software also links to the web. In this case, if you're in the Pilbara section, it will link to Carol's Wikipedia site. And it gives you as much information as you want about the Pilbara, about stromatolites, about each of the locations that you're going to see in the software. In the case of the Atacama, it will link to the Atacama Wikipedia and give you all the information about that as well. Look at this. Go back. It also links to two other applications, and I will jump into what's the difference in just a minute. I will explore one other region for you to see. The Dresser Formation I like to show because there's an area in there that we happened to set up the camera and the data gathering software, and it's just really quite amazing. It shows the detail level of the laminate structures, the layers within that region. So again, we can explore around that area. We're going to jump over to where a lot of the science was being done. And in this case, we're down in a small little ravine, as you can see. And you can just see the layered structures of some of these rocks that are really quite amazing. Now, what you're seeing here is data that was captured. Somebody asked me the size. The sphericals, as you see it, an individual spherical, I can compress down to about 400K, which is really quite astonishing when I think starting it was about 1.3 gigabits. So I have that data for the actual scientists to take back and use so that they can go and zoom right down to the rock structures in a level of detail that's just absolutely amazing. The type of resolution that we got was unbelievable at these locations. Of course, for public dissemination, it didn't make sense to have that size of a file available. However, since it is NASA and was developed at NASA, if anybody ever asked, it is open because it's all public domain. We're more than happy to get that to you. So, anyway, that's pretty much how the virtual field trip works. any of the sites that we had finished, which right now the bottom parts are done, we have information from Lassa Volcano, Death Valley, Rio Tinto. They aren't in the software currently. The ones on the bottom are the ones we just finished. The other interesting contrast to stromatolites, obviously a lot of what they were setting were 3.5 billion year old stromatolites. In your own Shark Bay, right over on the western coast, you actually have living stromatolites. And so they can study those and see how those compare to the stromatolites that obviously are fossilized. And in this case, obviously, you can jump right out to these locations. And I believe we have some footage in here that shows looking for some of the stromatolites right in there at Shark Bay underwater. I think Stefan was doing some underwater sampling, which is quite amazing, showing how they gathered them, how they did the samples. So it's really quite a bit of information. I think we have over 2 hours worth of video content in here of scientists in the field working in a way that students can actually learn, science buffs can actually explore and learn, and those that have students and researchers that didn't go on the trips can use this as a tool for them to explore and to see what the area was like in research and how that was being done.